My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Radio 92.9TheGame.com. It is a holiday Monday morning. Happy Labor Day. I want to thank you guys for letting Sam and I be a part of your Monday morning. We're in for the steakhouse now, Steak and Sandra. Hopefully they're enjoying their Labor Day, their Monday off. What did you say about when we come in here, we ain't going to break nothing?
Not going to break anything. Leave it just the way we found it, you know, so we'd be invited back. It's very important.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Played that also for Joe Patrick, because I figured that Joe, if he is any kind of Van Halen fan, he's a Dave Van Halen fan and not a Sammy fan, because he probably likes the partying and the frat boy stuff and all of that. But I could be wrong. Joe, first of all, good morning.
Hey, do you want to get?
I already got him cracking up. And secondly, my observation on you, was it accurate? Was it off? Where was I with that?
I hate to say this, but I probably could not distinguish between the two Van Halens, if I'm being perfectly honest. I think Van Halen was just a little bit before my time, or maybe Van Halen was not something that really got played in my house when I was growing up,
for whatever reason. My house either, but I'm just saying. At least
it's weird because my dad loves like 80s, like he was always into like 80s hair metal kind of.
Right.
He has like a guilty passion, a guilty pleasure for that. But maybe that's my mom got the overriding vote on whatever music was getting played. She's generally more into it.
Okay. That was more than I expected, but I was just throwing out a Dave and Sammy thing there. But
there you go.
He didn't have it in his house.
No.
There you go.
There you go, man. But
not
listen,
there.
We may ask you about two teams, so be ready for that. But we're going to start off with the Falcons, obviously. You've been out there. You and Sam been bumping into each other, giving yourselves the Falcon handshake and all that stuff out there. But listen, we're past speculating on what this team is going to look like. We can stop complaining about what we did or didn't see during the preseason games. It is now time, and we've heard what we've heard out of Pittsburgh. Talk about this matchup and the things that are front and center in your mind.
Yeah.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
No, I hadn't thought about that, but it is like Sam and I are in a secret club where we have gotten we had the privilege to get to go up and watch this team practice. Well, while a lot of fans haven't been able to do that, obviously because of construction up there at Flyer Branch. But you know, I think Falcons fans are probably waiting for this game more than any other. Not only because it's Week One. I mean, obviously everybody's looking forward to the Week One game, but obviously the Arthur Smith storyline happening, and also not just the fact that it's kind of surrounding Arthur Smith, but also, you know, seeing the kind of struggles that Pittsburgh has had so far in preseason, I think it has a lot of Falcons fans, you know, licking their lips about the potential of, you know, what this game could be. And who knows, maybe the players are kind of also sensing something like that. I think it's going to be a very interesting battle, because this team is, you know, I think the Steelers are for the most part going to understand what this team can do in terms of what pieces they have, especially on offense, with how they're going to run the ball and how they're kind of want to distribute to all these different receivers. But, you know, they don't know exactly how the scheme is going to change from what it was under Arthur Smith to what it's going to look like in some of those intricacies and details in Zach Robinson's scheme. And I think that some of the things that we're going to see is, I think we're going to see a lot more kind of screen game, short passing game. That was something that, the quarterbacks last year could never really seem to do. And I don't know if Arthur Smith wanted to risk too much with them running some of this quick game RPO type stuff. I think we're going to see a little bit of that. Obviously, you don't have a threat with Kirk Cousins to run the ball like you do in some of those situations, but I think it's going to be, you know, an explosive offense over the course of the season. I really don't have that many question marks about it. The biggest question mark I have is about the defense and how they're going to hold up over the course of the season, and how these new additions are going to kind of integrate into the team. And in week one, how much they're going to be able to play, because these guys just came into the team a couple weeks ago.
Right. Joe Patrick again joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. You brought his name up three times during that little thing. And I want to ask you this question because it's been asked by others. Russell Wilson is what he is. But is Arthur Smith and by extension Mike Tomlin the right people to harness the talent that Chicago couldn't of Justin Fields?
Yeah, I'm not so sure. I'm not either.
But I want to know what you thought.
I will say this, you know, if you look at Arthur Smith's career as a play caller so far, Matt Ryan is by far the best quarterback that he's had to work with. He got that for 1 year. It's kind of been the calling card of his coaching career so far, or play calling career, I should say, is just have kind of a rotating cast of quarterbacks, who none of which are really like thought to be, you know, super highly touted, except for Matt Ryan, of course. And he's got that situation basically again in Pittsburgh. Obviously, a couple of these guys were highly touted at some point in their careers, but none really right now. And it feels, guys, like one of those situations. It's that classic cliche of when you got two quarterbacks, you don't have any. And, of course, the Falcons kind of have a situation like that, but there's a clear, very, very clear role for each of the two quarterbacks, despite the fact that Penix was a top 10 pick. in Pittsburgh, it's like they got both of these guys because they were cheap and affordable. But what does that mean? You know, like they both are competing for playing time this year. They have clear, career ambitions that they want to try to achieve. And, you know, they're obviously going to start it out with Russell Wilson. That's a great opportunity for the Falcons to pick up some sacks because he's going to hold on to that football for a long time. And I think that things could get kind of ugly in Pittsburgh, honestly, with this quarterback situation. It's a really difficult division. If you think about their schedule, like this is one they kind of need to get off on a right foot as well. And it's not going to be easy at all with all the unknowns that they'll be facing from the Atlanta side. So, it's going to be difficult. And I foresee this quarterback situation in Pittsburgh being an ongoing point of contention for media and maybe the team alike, really all the way throughout the year. I frankly don't see this ending well, but it will be, you know, I'll tip my hat to Arthur if he is able to figure something out and kind of keep that ship stable throughout the season.
Yeah, they're going to lean on their defense, and while their offense has some confusion, I think they will have with this quarterback situation. Spend his time on the WaitForIt.com hotline with Joe Patrick on this Labor Day Monday morning. And he is social. You can always find him at J.A. Patrick, at J.A. Patrick 200, J.A. Patrick 200. All right, look at our folks, and we know what we expect to get from offense. This defense with the new additions. You know, a lot of practice time, but still no game time. And that's the thing I think that concerns a lot of people, Joe, is that, yeah, we know what we're supposed to have. We've seen them in practice. We've had a chance to see them in practice. But now the lights are going to go on Sunday. And, you know, you think you're going to see a certain thing, but we haven't seen it already in any type of game situations as far as the preseason goes. This is so different.
Yeah, I mean, this is just the way that the NFL seems to be going. And obviously not every coach is on board. And it's kind of funny that with week one you've got a team that – did not play any starters, not just the quarterback, but no starters essentially played for any of the preseason snaps against a team and, you know, head coach Mike Tomlin, who really values the, you know, preseason reps and gets his guys his action. And they even go full on live tackling to the ground at practice, which is just unheard of, but seems to be unheard of. But Mike Tomlin's kind of one of those old school mentality type of guys, and so it's just two different approaches. And I wanted to see the Falcons starters play in preseason just because I'm intrigued like everybody else, and it's out of more of my pure curiosity more than I actually think that it's going to help them, because I do understand the coach's point where it's like, if the plays that you're going out there to run are not even something that you would run in a game because you don't want to show anything, you would never run anything that vanilla in an actual regular season game, how much value is it actually adding for your starters? I get that argument, and that it's not really adding much of anything. But I do think there probably is some value in especially the quarterback and Kirk Cousins, who has not, you know, faced live action since going out with his Achilles injury last year, to have him at least be in the pocket. You can draw up some quick passes so that he can get rid of the ball, but at least give him that kind of feeling of being in that pocket, knowing that he could get taken down. I mean, I have to think that even in the back of his mind in a practice situation, even though, you know, the players are flying around all around him in the pocket, they have clear instructions not to touch him, and that's got to be in his head when he's practicing, knowing that he's just not going to take a violent hit. And you wouldn't want him to take a violent hit in a preseason game either, but just the mentality of knowing that that could happen, I think would be a good thing, or it seems to me like it would be a good thing for kind of just your general like nerves and demeanor come week one, knowing that you've already faced that. But, you know, it is what it is. And guys, well, I shouldn't say that this conversation is going to be put away because if the Falcons come out and look sloppy and are committing penalties, and especially the operational stuff, I think that would be the most telling of whether they could have used preseason or not, is whether, you know, are the play calls coming in on time? Are they having any delay of games? Are they having any weird, you know, pre-snap penalties that is setting them back? If that's happening, then it's clear that they were not prepared enough. And I think we'll just have to wait until Monday morning to have those discussions once again. And hopefully that will be maybe the last time we talk about preseason until next year when it comes around and we'll do it all over again.
All right, we just got a minute or so here. I want to get your thoughts. From across the board, locally and nationally, everybody's given this division to the Falcons. If not them, who do you think will take it and why?
Well, I guess if it's not the Falcons, I would have to go to the Bucs kind of as a default pick. But guys, like the narrative that I'm hearing about this division from pretty much everybody, especially outside of Atlanta, is that, you know, the Falcons are going to kind of win the division by default because it's a terrible division and et cetera, et cetera. We've all heard that before. I'm actually like quite bullish the other way, where I think the Falcons actually have a decent chance of actually getting the number one overall seed in the NFC. And that is because, that's not because I think that they're the best, most talented team in the NFC. Clearly not. But look at the schedule. If you look at the schedule and you say, okay, they're going to beat these teams in the division because it is a bad division. There's hardly any good quarterbacks, especially in the second half of the season down the stretch. A lot of rookie quarterbacks too. You know, bad quarterback situations that by the end of the season could already kind of have devolved. When you talk about the Giants and the Raiders, who knows what's going to go on in Washington with the rookie quarterback. So it is a very, very favorable schedule for the Falcons, and they frankly have to take advantage. I honestly, it's hard for me to actually see this going another way, but, you know, knock on wood. We'll see what happens.
All right. We got to talk to this dude next week. How about that? It'll be ready.
All right, I'll be ready.
Thanks,
Joe. Joe, man, as always, thank you for making time for us on these early mornings.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, guys. Joe Patrick joining us.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.